With SRN News, I'm Bob Agnew in Washington. President Trump says the U.S. will be partnering with Venezuela now to revive its productive oil capacity, and that's something that will benefit both countries. The president addressed the nation this morning about the arrest of a Venezuelan strongman, Nicolas Maduro.
For many years after his term as president of Venezuela expired, Maduro remained in power and waged a ceaseless campaign of violence, terror, and subversion against the United States of America, threatening not only our people, but the stability of the entire region.
And the president says in partnership now with the United States, the Venezuelan people will be made, in his words, rich, independent, and safe. Venezuelans living in Doral, Florida, celebrated the news of Maduro's capture. This woman hoping for the best for those still living in Venezuela as well.
I'm hoping for, the Venezuela is good, first of all, because I was scared for people there. Still, there was some bombing, so who knows who was affected by them.
Anti-regime demonstrations continue to spread in Iran. Public policy expert Matthew Continetti says it proves that President Trump's critics are once again wrong about the impact of his policies.
After Operation Midnight Hammer, our strike on the Iranian nuclear facilities, the commentariat all pronounced that this would strengthen the regime, that Iranians would rally to the regime.
And he says it's obviously turned out to be the opposite. 2025 was a good year for investors. Economist Steve Moore says the president is proving his critics wrong once again.
We're going to end the year with the last three quarters being about 4% growth. That's double. That's double what all the economists said. Do you remember when all the economists at the beginning of the year said Trump's going to cause a second Great Depression, he's going to destroy the economy?
And this is SRN News. Puerto Rico approves a pro-life law. The details from correspondent Michael Harrington.
Jennifer Gonzalez-Colón, the Republican governor of the U.S. territory, has signed a measure that amends the civil code to read that, quote, every human being is a natural person, including the conceived child at any stage of gestation within the mother's womb. National Right to Life is cheering the new law, saying Puerto Rico's clear and courageous recognition of preborn babies as persons provides a powerful example for lawmakers throughout the U.S. Michael Harrington reporting.
Christians in India celebrated Christmas last month, but it was not easy. More than 80 attacks on Christmas celebrations took place across the country, led by radical Hindu groups. International Christian Concern reports that in the southern state of Kerala, which is generally considered safe for Christians, a group of children taking part in a Christmas carol procession was attacked. This is SRN News. The Oxford Bus Company in the UK is taking inventory, as the company says it's got some 4,000 lost and found items it collected in 2025.
Keys, mobile phones, umbrellas, purses, and wallets are among the most common items. But there are things like a bag of rubber ducks, a box of fortune cookies, an inflatable dinosaur costume, a jar of pickled onions, a bicycle tire, and a 22-pound bag of rice. The company says misplacing a personal item can be a stressful experience, and using technology, they return up to 23% of those items.
That is Bill Alexander reporting. Diane Crump has passed away at the age of 77, if you don't happen to know who that is. She was a lady who, in 1969, became the first ever to ride professionally in a horse race, and 1 year later became the first female jockey to run in the Kentucky Derby. Churchill Downs said Diane Crump will be forever respected and remembered in horse racing lore. More at SRNnews.com.